invite you to pray with me. Lord, as we come to you now, this evening, as we pause from our regular scheduled program for this evening, I pray as we come before you in hearing your word spoken, speaking it through our lips, seeing it through our eyes, and hearing it through our ears, singing it through these hymns, giving praise to you, that I remember your word about singing praise to you, that we would do it with all of our might. And Lord, we do that here while we can join you in your word through singing and now through hearing it preached. And so I pray that the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, are pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In the beginning, God made the world and everything in it. After each day's work, God saw what he had made and said, "It was good." When he was all finished with his work of creation, God saw all that he had made and said, "It was very good." Every piece in part was good, and all of the pieces and parts worked together perfectly, like they were supposed to, including his greatest creation of man and woman. It was all exactly what God had in mind. Everything conformed to exactly God's will for his creation. After all, God is good. Over and over again, the scriptures repeat the glad refrain, as Psalm 107, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." All that he does is good, and all that is good comes from God and is according to his good will. But since sin came into the world, just the opposite is true. All that is not good does not come from God, including evil, disease, injustice, etc. These things are not good according to God, and therefore do not come from him. But God's goodness is greater than all of that which is not good. Actually, his goodness has overcome it. Speaking of good and evil, God created this tree of knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. God's command to Adam was not to eat of it. Why? Because Adam was to look to God alone for goodness, not to a tree, which was part of the creation. He was to trust his creator God, that he is good, and all that comes from him is good as well. To eat of the tree of good and evil was to look elsewhere than to God for good, in which in and of itself is evil. However, we know the story goes that Adam and Eve chose to seek goodness apart from God. And in their quest for goodness apart from God, what they got was evil. But yet we see tonight, as the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 5 speaks of, the fruit of the Spirit is goodness. The goodness that the Spirit seeks to create and grow in us is the goodness that conforms to God's goodness in his will and his word for our lives. It means that we let God's word shape and mold the way that we think and act in life. So, as we've seen throughout this series on the fruit of the Spirit's work in us begins with love. The Spirit transforms our hearts and minds from seeking to do what is good according to the world or according to self, instead seeking to do what is good according to God. Today, we're not any longer to look at the fruit that hangs from the knowledge of that tree of good and evil. But that it is only because of our tree of knowledge in the world tells us our goodness depends on having things. Things like a nice house, a good paying job, a retirement, a good economy, a good vacation. And all of these things are good in a sense, but they don't define what is good according to God. After all, who's to say what is good? Because everybody has to decide that for themselves. What's good for you may not be good for me, and vice versa. But yet the Holy Spirit speaks another word of goodness. You shall have no other gods. You shall fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Through His Word, the Holy Spirit works in us a desire to resist the temptation to eat of the fruit that hangs still from that tree of knowledge of good and evil, and to desire to eat of that fruit that hangs instead on the tree of the cross. And as we've been talking about, this begins with repentance. Repentance. True repentance is hard, and it is painful. St. Peter writes about the suffering that we often experience whenever we try to be good and live according to God's word. The suffering that he talks about is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20, which refers not only to the suffering that others cause us, but also by the pain and suffering that comes within us as we struggle to resist our old sinful nature and as we strive to live by faith in Christ. Yet, as the Spirit carries out His work of repentance in us, He's also carrying out His work of creating something altogether new in us, which is the faith and trust that God and God alone is truly good, and that can look to Him for genuine, true goodness. We read about this, an instance of this. One day a rich young man approached Jesus with this question. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus answered him in a profound way. Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. Jesus wanted the man to see that the goodness that he was searching for is found not in his home, or his job, or his possessions, or in his bank account. God's goodness is only in God, and God was standing right in front of this young man. Jesus stands before all humanity as the embodiment of the goodness of God. But Jesus also stands before the Father in heaven as the embodiment of all humanity. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus takes the place of the first Adam in the Garden of Eden. There in the garden, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, prays in bloody sweat, Father, not my will, but yours be done. Jesus is good and is the source of all the goodness of God. And not only through faith and trust in Him are we counted as good before God, but we are also able to do what is good according to God's word. Let us pray. Father, I pray, as we talk about this attribute, this fruit of goodness in all of our lives, of how that would grow, to remember the source that plants it in us is the same source that continues to nurture and care for that goodness in each of us. That our goodness always falls short of your glory. But the goodness that we talk about from the Spirit is goodness that continues to grow and sprout and bear fruit. And it's fruit that will last beyond this earthly life. And so, Lord, forgive us when we fall short. And strengthen us by your Spirit, this fruit of the Spirit of goodness in all of our lives, as we continue to join you in your work and fulfill your purposes. And it's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. Thank you.